The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1973, it was back to the moon as the Soviet Union launched the unmanned lunar lander, Luna 21. Its cargo was the Lunokhod 2 robotic moon rover. In 1994, Soyuz TM-18 lifted off en route to the space station Mir. One member of the Soyuz crew, cosmonaut Valery Polyakov, stayed aboard Mir for over a year. Actor William Hartnell, the first Doctor Who, was born on this day in 1908.
Our lives are important, at least to us. But as we see, so we learn.
And what are we going to see and learn next, Doctor?
But unlike the old adage, my boy, our destiny is in the stars. Let's go and search.
Monty Python performer Graham Chapman was born today in 1941.
No. I'd like to answer this question, if I may, in two ways. Firstly, in my normal voice, and then in a kind of silly, high-pitched whine.
Professor Stephen Hawking was born in 1942.
But then I said, in that frame of reference, the perihelion of Mercury would have processed in the opposite direction.
That is a great story.
Quite amusing, Dr. Hawking.
Author Terry Brooks was born in 1944. David Bowie was born on this day in 1947. Split Enz and Crowded House drummer Paul Hester was born in 1959. And born in 1965, actress Michelle Forbes.
You were helpful.
The blankets were helpful. Nothing I said mattered.
In an age when their technology should be able to clothe and feed all of them, they should live like this.
I couldn't, and I wouldn't. That's one reason I ran away. They're lost, defeated. I will never be.
Continuum star Rachel Nichols was born in 1980. And on this day in 1642, astronomer Galileo Galilei died. At the time of his death, he was still under house arrest by order of the Catholic Church for his heretical suggestion that the Earth revolved around the Sun instead of the other way around. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl.